Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. December 11th, 1833. Notices for the Peace and Tranquility of Bridgetown. On this day, December 11th, 1833, with Christmas around the corner, the colonial governor posted two important notices in the Barbadian newspaper for the preservation of peace and tranquility in the city. The first notice pertained to the operation of fire stations in time of emergency, while the second related to how and why the city should be patrolled on Christmas night. These efforts to maintain peace in Bridgetown came against the background of an increasing city population, made up principally by coloreds, free blacks, and enslaved people. For the enslaved, this would be their first Christmas since the passage of the Imperial Act to abolish slavery in May 1833, and the authorities expected some celebrations. With a long history of huge Bridgetown fires, magistrates were urged by the governor to forbid and prevent fireworks or other dangerous practices during the approaching holidays. In the case of fire, the magistrates were required to operate the fire stations with the assistance of the town police. For this task, the city was divided into three areas. Justice John A. Beckles was given responsibility for the Bay District, Chepstow, the present home of NASCO Limited, and Nelson Street. Justice D. Martindale's senior's responsibility was from the watering hole down to the new bridge, while Justice D. Martindale's junior's responsibility was the Roebuck Milk Market and the Quakers' meeting house. The second notice required constables to patrol the city streets on Christmas night or any night thereafter with the express aim of suppressing the assemblage of tumultuous and disorderly persons. They were keen to keep an eye to prevent the discharge of fireworks and the firing of squibs, small firecrackers, and serpents. A similar regulation had been passed in Nova Scotia in 1762. Finally, the governor urged proprietors to be vigilant in identifying runaway enslaved blacks in order to secure their apprehension. These notices, printed in the Barbadian on this day, December 11th, 1833, remind us of the Yuletide activities in the city in the 1830s and measures taken to suppress such activities.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.